endeavoring to be his friend by the grace and help of God. As always, I desire your prayers. I'm going to attempt to do this from down here. I think it's a lesson, but if things change, don't be surprised. Again, I desire your prayers this afternoon. Want the Lord to bless us and encourage our hearts. Stand by us and be with us. I know that he can, I know that he will, and I'm glad about it. All right, so the title of this discourse is Secret Closet. Secret Closet. The text would be Matthew 6, 5 through 8. We'll go through there. We have another scripture, I believe, unless God gives us more, that we'll go over. But the Lord has been talking to me about our secret closet. Bear with me. Our secret closet. And so there is a place that we are to grow and develop and maintain by the help of the Lord. But it's going to take some doing. Yeah. One of the things that God told me when we were talking about, when he was talking to me about what he had for me, was he was showing me some things. Have you ever noticed that it is very difficult to pray? Doesn't matter what condition you're in. Doesn't matter what you're going through. Have you ever noticed that some kind of way it's very difficult to pray, especially if you're going through something difficult? Think about this. If you had some other kind of need and you knew that you had that need and you knew where you can get the help for that need, it'd be a no-brainer, wouldn't it? I've got this problem. I know where I can get the help. I go and get the help, right? Why is it that it is so hard to pray? Matter of fact, it's harder to pray when the need is greater than when it's not. May the Lord help us. And so what God is wanting to do is he's wanting to encourage us this afternoon to begin to cultivate and develop a secret closet. And what I mean by that is a place where you and the Lord go and you spend time with him and he with you and you keep the world out. You keep all of the different influences out and you go and you have that special place with him. Wherever that may be, where it's only for you and only for the Lord. May the Lord help us. God's got that for us. He wants us to grow and develop a secret place with him, one that the world is not invited into, one that thoughts that would come in or whatever would hinder us from having that secret time with the Lord, anything that would hinder that, may the Lord help us, then he wants us to have a place where those things are not allowed to be there. He's been talking to me specifically about the secret closet. Some of our best work is going to take place in these places. All right, the altar, and this ain't going to take all day, but stick with me. The altar is a good place to make a start. The altar is a good place to, once you have started, and may you had some trouble, it's a good place to reconsecrate. It's a good place to repent. It's a good place to get things right with the Lord, and then we move forward. But the real work, may the Lord help us, is in our secret closet. May the Lord help us. Matter of fact, sometimes the issues and the problems that we have is because we haven't been in our secret closet. May the Lord help us. And so God wants us to develop and cultivate a secret closet, a place for he and us specifically, where the enemy is not invited, where the world is not invited, where self is not invited, where anything that would hinder us from getting to God is not invited. The question is, do you have a place like that right now in your life? May the Lord help us. If you don't, may the Lord help us. God wants us to have that. All right, Matthew 6 and 5 reads, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as hypocrites are. For they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which is in secret shall reward thee openly." And so when we're talking about our secret closet, it doesn't have to be, you may not have a closet.
Right.
Maybe you're unhoused and you don't have a closet, or maybe you don't have a place within your house that you can go, but it's a place that is dedicated to you and to God,
right,
where there's an agreement between he and I, he and us, that this is what this is for.
Right.
All right, and when it's talking about shutting the door, even if it's out praying at an oak tree or by a rock or whatever it might be, when we're talking about shutting the door, that means everything else becomes unimportant. Lord, this is our time, and I have a need before you. Lord, this is our time, and I want you, Lord, extol and magnify your holy name. Did you know that you can pray about more than just the problems that you are having? And the issues of life. Did you know that sometime we need to kneel down in prayer and we need to thank the Lord for all his goodness? Don't ask him for nothing. Lord, you've been good. You've been kind. You've been merciful. You've helped me with this and helped me with that. And so, Lord, this time that I'm coming to my secret closet, Lord, I'm here and I want you to know that I'm thankful for all the things that you have done. That's what takes place in our secret closet, along with the difficulties. May the Lord help us. If you look in verse number 5, it says, "Thou when thou prayest, don't be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues." Sometimes we want to make a show of it. Matter of fact, there's something about human beings that we'll make a show of it when there's nobody else around to even see it. May the Lord help us. God is not into that. God has been talking to me and teaching me about simplicity. The Bible says you've got to serve him in spirit and serve him in truth. The loving with your mind, your soul, your strength, your body, everything that you have. There's nothing special about that. Just because I may know more of the English language or whatever language that I'm speaking, I'm sure there's somebody else that knows even more than me. God doesn't need that. What he needs is sincerity of heart. And so when we come into our secret closet, what God is looking for is, did you leave your pride at the door?
Right.
May the Lord help us. Sometimes we have to pray before we even get into our secret closet, because pride doesn't belong in the secret closet. May the Lord help us. Sometimes we have to prepare ourselves to be with the Lord. And so sometimes we have to say, Lord, I need you to get me ready for what it is that I'm wanting to do. I'm wanting to meet with you. I'm wanting to talk with you. I'm wanting to hear from you. And so, dear God, I'm asking you, Lord, prepare me for that. And then when I get in there, Lord, I want it to be all about you. I want it to be all about what you have for me, Lord. And so, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, take any pride, any self, anything that would hinder me from getting what I need from you. I'm asking you, Lord, help me, Lord, to be ready to be with you. And so it says they pray in the standing in the corners of the street and in the synagogues. You know that there's something about kneeling down in prayer. Now, I realize, and we'll go back to this again because we're going to hit this again, but I realize some people cannot kneel down in prayer. The kneeling happens in the heart.
Yes.
All right? Just like you close that door to the world, you make a conscious decision that whatever else is going on, I'm not bringing it in my closet with me. And in the same way, there's something about humility that God always recognizes. The Bible says he giveth grace unto the humble. It says he giveth more grace unto the humble. And so what God wants us to do is get in a place, if we can't do it with our bodies, do it in our hearts where we kneel down before him. When we're standing in pride and we're wanting to promote self, God does not recognize that. Right. May the Lord help us. And so kneeling down is an important part. If we can kneel, make sure we're kneeling in our hearts, because you can kneel down in with your body and still not be humble in your heart. May the Lord help us. And so we can ask the Lord to help us to not only kneel in our hearts, but kneel in a physical way and vice versa until the Lord acknowledges and will bless and help us. He said, verily, they have their reward. Remember in Luke 18 and 10, you know what that's about? Remember that, brother? The brother referenced it this morning. Y'all remember what that's about? Remember the publican and the Pharisee? We'll read that real quick. Luke chapter 18 and verse number 10. No, that ain't it.
Two men.
Oh, so I'm in 19. Okay, let me go back. Okay, two men went up to the temple to pray.
The one a Pharisee.
The one a Pharisee.
The other a
publican.
The
Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself.
God, I thank you.
I'm not as other men.
Extortioners.
Unjust. Adulterers. Even as this publican. All right. Keep reading.
I fast twice
in the week.
I give tithes
of all I possess.
And the publican,
standing afar off,
would not lift up
as much as his eye unto heaven. All right.
Smote upon his breast,
saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Notice that it said two men went up to pray. One had the status, the Pharisee. He's supposed to be a religious man. The other one was a publican. He identified his own self as a sinner. But look at the attitudes between the two. One was standing. One was basically, did you know that he said he prayed with himself? Did y'all notice that? I feel like I could be wrong, but I believe that's exactly what he did. He just said some words. Them words didn't go nowhere in the direction of God. He was praying with himself, basically to himself, about himself. Lord, basically, I'm great, and these other people, they not great, and so I don't even know why he's here, but I'm here, Lord, just in case you didn't see me, here I am, right here. And if you notice in the last verse, it said, which one got the blessing, basically? Which one ended up with the help that they needed? And so we have to understand that kneeling down in prayer, we have to have a place that we have set aside, a private place that is for us, between us and God, that we go to, and we are literally kneeling down in prayer, whether we can do that physically, mentally, or whatever we need to do in order to meet the requirements. Because if we don't meet those requirements, doesn't matter the words that we say, God's not going to honor it anyway. May the Lord help us. And so God help us to be humble. It's a key component of our secret place. All right. Now, I want to talk briefly about what we can do in our secret closet. Lord has been dealing with me along these lines. It's a song that says, I must tell Jesus. And you can read that on your own time, but it talks about all of my troubles, all of my trials. It talks about all of the things that we can tell Jesus, and it lets us know that we can't bear these burdens alone. I'm telling you that there's a direct relationship between how much and how often you go into your secret place and tell the Lord about what it is that you are having issue with. May the Lord help us. There is, the more you tell the Lord about it, I see people, they'll tell the mailman, they'll tell the co-worker, they'll tell whoever else, but they won't tell the Lord. Do you know that you can say the exact same words and go tell the Lord about it, and God will meet you in your secret place and pour down a blessing upon you and encourage and bless your heart and help you along the way? May the Lord help us.
Yes.
But we are unwilling to do that, or more likely it's the enemy of all souls that is coming against us, that is wanting to discourage us from doing the thing that he knows. Why is it that the devil knows more about what God can do for us than we do through prayer? May the Lord help us. Do you know that the devil knows what God does when we kneel down in prayer and pour our hearts out to him? He knows what he has been doing. He knows what his designs and plans are against you. And when he sees you headed to your secret closet, he begins to get afraid because he knows that God's going to meet you there. May the Lord help us. The Bible says God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The reason why I bring that verse out at this point is because the enemy exists in the spiritual realm. So he sees and he knows all the enemies and all of his minions and demons that he has assigned to you to bring you down. He sees that. And he knows that if you're trying to bear and carry those burdens alone, sooner or later, there's going to be a mishap. And so he's watching you. He sent his minions to do their work, the minions of discouragement, the minions of disappointment, depression, oppression, the trial and the test that you're going through. He may have something to do with that, like he did with Job. And he's wanting to bear you down to the ground, to the point where you will go back on the Lord, to the point where you'll lose your maintaining your trust in God. And that's what he's wanting to do. That's what it's designed to do. But do you know that when he does those things, the more you go and get into your secret closet, what you can do is take away his very want or need to even attack you anymore, because all that has done is drawn you closer to God. May the Lord help us.
Amen.
May the Lord help us. When the Bible says all things work together for good, he means that. If it's happening, God allowed it to come your way. If you're in his will, he knows about it. And what God means for you to do is get down in prayer and pray until you pray. And then if you get up, you get hit again, go back, pray until you pray, and continue to do that. You'll discourage the devil. May the Lord help us. You'll put him on the run. You will get on the offense. He always attacks us, and it seems like we like to play defense too much. I want to encourage you. Why are you going to get the rebound? Why are you going to get the steal? Why are you going to get the turnover if you ain't going to push the ball right back down his throat? May the Lord help us.
Yes.
May the Lord help us. Stand by, be with us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You don't have to say it. I'm going to say it. I know it is true. The more you pray, the more you develop and cultivate your secret closet, the more God can do with and for you. And the devil knows it.
Yeah.
And so when you're on your way to your secret closet, here come that phone call with some problem you can't do nothing about anyway. I tell you what you do. You say, Lord, have mercy on you. I'm going to take this request along with the rest of them into my secret closet.
Yes.
Amen. But what we want to do sometime, may the Lord help us, we're going to figure something out. We're going to find some solutions. We're going to do all these things. And at the end of that, because God was not involved, we're going to have to end up going and getting in that closet anyway. May the Lord help us.
Yes.
And so I want to encourage you, because the enemy is slick and sly, and he is intelligent. Let's not play about that. The enemy is more intelligent than you and I. And so what he will do is he will impede you. He will send something to cause you not to go to your secret place, because I'm telling you, he knows what happens when you go to your secret closet. He knows. He sees it in real time. And he's angry and upset about it, because all the plans that he had are foiled right there in that place.
Thank you, Lord.
May the Lord help us. May he encourage our hearts. Stand by and be with us.
Yes.
And so we as Christians, we have to learn to cast our care upon him.
Yes.
I'm talking about little cares, big cares, and everything in between.
Amen.
Get used to, if you can't even get to your cause, I'll tell you, there are two things the Lord told me. He said the longest distance sometimes in life between two places is where you are at in your prayer closet. That's the first long distance. The second longest distance is from standing on your feet to your knees. It's real far sometimes. You guys understand what I'm saying?
Yes, man. Yes.
And the reason why that is because he knows what God will do for you. May the Lord help us. Now, sometimes we have to, it's not expedient. You're driving, you're at work, whatever it might be, and you can't get to your knees. I want to encourage you in this way. This is what the Lord has taught me. Begin the conversation now. All right? The enemy's counting on that. Well, he can't pray. He's driving right now. She can't pray. She's at work right now. It's not expedient. And so he's attacking in those places, right? With the idea that since you can't get to where you need to be and really pour your heart out to God, then what he wants to do is get a head start on this battle.
Right. Right.
May the Lord help us. Begin the conversation now. Lord, I can't. Lord, I wish I could, but Lord, I can't get down right now on my knees, and I can't get to my prayer closet. But Lord, I'm going to start the conversation now.
Yes.
You see what is coming against me. You see how the enemy is attacking me. You said in your word, thus and so, and thus and so.
Right.
You instructed me in pray and not faint. You told me to cast all my care upon, and on and on and on. And Lord, and the other thing is, Lord, when I get to a place where I can get on my knees in my secret closet, Lord, not only am I going to tell you about it again, but if you've already fixed it, because many times that's what he does. By the time you get to your prayer closet, all you need to do is thank him, because he's already blessed and helped.
Amen.
May the Lord help us. Want to encourage you this afternoon to develop and cultivate a secret place between you and God. If you don't have that place, I want to encourage you, God has that for you.
Yes.
Where the world and sin is shut out.
Mm-hmm.
Where the cares and problems of life that you would normally try to go and fix, they are shut out. And you tell the Lord all about it. Don't just go there for the hard things and the trials and the tests. But remember, Lord, I have this ambition. I have this I have this desire. I have this want, this need, whatever it might be. Go to him for the difficult things, and go to it for the things that you desire in life. Lord, I want to be a better this. I want it before you, Lord. I want to be a better that for you. You're able to help me to do it. Now, Lord, I'm here once again, and I'm asking you to help me with these things. And then don't ever forget to give him glory and give him honor and give him praise for all the good that he has done.
Amen.
May the Lord help us. God has a place for you, and he wants you to find that place in him, that secret place that you have. I can't tell you where exactly it will be in your life. I remember my mother seemed like she had several secret closets around the house.
Mm.
And we knew not to disturb her when she was praying.
Right.
Not only because we needed a lot of prayer, let's be honest. It's the truth. But we also knew that whatever else was going on during that time, it didn't matter. She was going to talk to the Lord about it. And so I want to encourage you to, by the help of the Lord, you get nothing else. Use your weapon of prayer. That's number one. The more difficult the battle is, the more the enemy is coming against you. Pray about it. Pray early. Pray often. Pray always. The enemy is counting on you
right.
to neglect the gift and the blessing that you have of prayer.
Right.
He's trying to get a head start on you. And then I also want to encourage you, if you got nothing else out of this, is some of your best work. Again, the altar is a good place. Sometimes that's what we do. We say, well, Lord, I've had this problem and I didn't do too well in this test. So I'm going to wait till I go to church on Sunday. I'm going to wait till I go to church on Wednesday before I'm going to go to the altar or meet with counsel with somebody or whatever. I'm encouraging you that it doesn't have to be that way.
That's right.
And the enemy is counting on you waiting and not using the weapon of prayer against him. He's counting on it. The more you pray, the more you develop and cultivate that secret place between you and God, you will have more strength, more power in your life. The victories that you keep losing and gaining, you'll stop doing so much of that. You'll start having clear and consistent victory. Why? Because your prayer life has given you the strength that you need to, when you get to the trial, you become more successful. Many times we are not as successful as we need to be because we are not doing our due diligence in this area.
Right.
May the Lord help us.
Amen.
As I look over the past, I behold how his wide arms of mercy held me.
Yes.
Oh, his sweet love and peace are untold. In his favor, I'm happy and free. Listen, I'm not telling you what I don't know. I'm telling you what I've learned through experience.
Yes.
I've been in the ups and the downs. I've come off the meetings on fire for God, ready to save everybody. I've been there. And then a week later, it's a little bit less, y'all. 2 weeks later, a little bit less. We starting to have some hiccups and some issues. Bible says men ought what?
Always
to pray and not what? Don't faint. Don't get tired of doing it. There is no specific amount of time or times that you can pray. God is willing to hear from you anytime, all the time, even about the same thing over and over again until you get the victory that you need. And so you want consistency in your life. You want growth. You want strength. You want victory over anxiety, depression, all these different things. I'm telling you, I understand that people are feeble-minded, but I'm telling you, anything that you have in a natural sense, the enemy is going to try to come in and make it worse or make it to where it's impossible to bear.
Right.
There are Christians, people of God, that are fighting for their life in terms of suicidal thoughts. This is true.
Yeah.
It don't make them not saved. They are saved.
Yeah.
But just like suicidal thoughts and just like anything else that will come that is against God, people have to fight that these days.
Yeah, true.
I'm telling you, the more you pray, the more you give yourself to God, the more you cultivate that place of between you and God, I'm telling you there's power there, and the enemy knows it. Do you know it? May the Lord help us. You can literally, there's a song that says, pray the clouds away. Those dreary clouds, oh so dark and gray. Pray unto the Lord, believe the promise of his word. God will what? Something with the clouds. Lighten the clouds. May the Lord help us. Prayer is going to make a difference in your life. But I want you, by the help of the Lord, to develop and cultivate a secret place between you and God. May the Lord bless the word of God this afternoon. May he stand by us and be with us. We already know to pray. I want to encourage you, there's a place that God has for you, where it's only for you and him, and he'll meet you there every time. He'll bless you. He'll help you. He'll strengthen you. He'll give you what you need. May the Lord help us all. Amen.